Good morning. This podcast is brought to you by Midway Motion and Fitness. Midway Motion and Fitness, located behind Midway Theaters, is a community of people who are active, accepting, caring, and motivating. Members of all ages and abilities move, exercise, heal, and build. We don't have all the same goals, but we have the same health and wellness home. Midway Motion and Fitness, locals enjoy a 7-visit free pass, open 24 hours to members and staffed from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekends. Midway Motion and Fitness. 3, 2, 1. Good morning.
Good morning.
Here, I'm going to push it. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. This fine Monday morning, this rainy Monday morning.
Yeah, but it's warm.
I know.
Going to get colder, but...
Someone said that maybe we're going to get snow on Wednesday?
Yeah, possibly.
That gets everybody fired up, doesn't it?
Yeah. I was going to go up to Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, and they're definitely going to get it.
They're definitely getting some snow.
But I changed...
I turned off the news and I turned off the Weather Channel. I mean, I literally turned it off. I couldn't tell you. I have a news app that lets me know very important news, if there is any. And I just look at the weather. Well, and it's funny when you don't have that on, you kind of like, you know, there's a low rumble of things that are going on. And you kind of, I had to go down to Georgetown and get a certificate, and there was a guy in there talking about the storm coming in. So I'm like, oh, but you know, that's right. How I get my information now from others.
That's good.
And I get a lot of my information from you.
Oh well, thank you.
So Sarah Gilmore. So what are we? Pathways to Success Day, or
we could be a little bit of everything.
Well, we met from the work you do with Pathways to Success.
Yes.
And
yes.
You invited me to the Pathways to Success, it was a dinner.
Yeah, it's a dinner, and it's called Pay It Forward.
Pay It Forward, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lovely event, and thank you again for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Oh, we had a great time.
Oh, good.
And one of the things that stood out from that whole thing was Mike Miola. And I had never met him. You introduced me. He's a really nice guy. I had to get to have a couple minutes with him. But he won an award for, I don't know, being awesome, right?
Yeah, for being a big supporter of Pathways. He's hired our kids from day one.
And I love do you remember what he said?
What did he say?
He says, I appreciate the award, but isn't this what I'm supposed to do?
Right, right.
And
right.
I thought that,
yeah,
I thought that was really important because I think we forget that.
Yes.
We have to give back.
Oh, absolutely.
It keeps us sane.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about as far as I'm concerned. And Mike, he is a very humble person. I mean, he gives so much to our community and does it like mostly behind the scenes. He doesn't want a lot of fanfare. He's very humble.
Well, listen, I mean, when you're running a company like he has, a company like that, in the end, has to give stuff away. You could be the face of it, but, you know, literally for taxes and all this, we got to give some stuff away. But, like, he didn't need to be there, right?
No,
he could have sent a representative, and he was there.
Yes.
And he's just a great guy. And I love, you know, clearly everybody there is doing something. I love the husband and wife. I forget their names. I'm getting older, but it was just a great message.
Me
but what I loved mostly was Mike Miola going, isn't this what I'm supposed to do?
Yes.
And
yes.
And
what was really, really neat, and I think that he mentioned this, one of the attendees there was a person that used to work with Pathways. Now she's living up in Wilmington. She's in banking now.
Okay.
But she started at the Georgetown McDonald's when she was like 14 years old. And she stayed there until after she graduated from high school. And he still remembers her, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. And, you know, he asked whether or not there were any Pathways students there that evening. He asked me. Unfortunately, there weren't. I mean, Pathway students that are working or have worked other than Nicole at McDonald's, but there weren't. He remembers names, and he's unbelievable.
I some of my best memories of working were not at a McDonald's. I've never worked at McDonald's, but my first job was at Arby's. And I always say, I tell my wife, I want to figure out how to make a lot of money, and then I want to go work at, like, McDonald's. Because for some reason, it's just, and this was obviously when I was 15, so I was ready to be shaped, but it did just that, you know. It shaped me for responsibility, following directions. At 15, I think I knew everything, and I had a manager that reminded me that I didn't. And it was really, and I wouldn't learn, you know, you always have that story, you know, I want you to mop this way, but I think you should mop this way. It doesn't matter. This is the way I think you, or this is the way I want you to. So, and you know, young 15, you fight it. But as we get older, we're like, listen, I'm just tell me what to do. I want to follow directions.
And, right, right.
And,
You know, places like McDonald's is a great place to have a first job.
Yeah.
Because it teaches you customer service skills, team building, strong work ethic, the whole gamut, just like you said. Yeah.
And then I remember when I got my first paycheck. And I made $2.36 an hour back then.
Right.
And I'm not even that old.
Yeah. And I mean, it probably wasn't too bad of a pay back in those days.
Oh, it was terrible. But I mean, I back then I could on $5 I could put $2 of gas in my car, get a nachos from 7-Eleven and a big gulp, and I'd be fit for the night. Right? Simple life.
That's right. That's right.
And I think you're awesome. I've said this to you before. I just love your. You know, you came in. I go, is it warm enough? I'm dealing with my mom, and it's so, like, she's always so cold, and I just think, like, everybody's cold, and I'm like, are you warm enough? I'm like, this lady is you are busy all the time. You probably like, it's a little hot in here. I'm sweating.
No, but I'm very comfortable.
Well, and we're friends through Facebook, and like I said, I turned off the news and the weather, but I follow my Facebook, and you're in it. And you know what I do? How come I don't know all these things are going on?
I was just going to say, it's funny because I talk to a lot of people and they say, I wouldn't even know what was happening if it wasn't for you.
Right.
You know, but it's just, you know, being involved in the community. And I've told this to you before, I believe in sharing, you know, and promoting local businesses and other local nonprofits. I mean, just because I have a passion for Pathways to Success doesn't mean that I don't have passion for other nonprofits. I mean, we're all in this together.
Yeah, it takes a village.
Yeah.
That's why, the podcasting, we have a huge group that we do, because I can't do all this by myself.
Right.
You know, there's too many different things out there to focus on for one person to screw it all up. And that's what I would do. So it takes a group.
Right.
And I notice you have a group. They may not be all in the front line, but you have a group of people, you know, whether it's a Stacy LaMotta, Karen Spazzato. I can't name all the girls, but those are, you know, it's that core group of people. You kind of seem to do it together.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of things together. In fact, on Wednesday, I nominated Stacy LaMotta's SoDel Fest.
Okay.
For the Southern Delaware Tourism Award.
Wow.
And she was selected. So, wow. Yeah.
Stacy's awesome. I had her on the podcast.
I know you did. She's wonderful.
Yeah, she's wonderful. And it's fun to do a podcast on that kind of thing because there's quite a few people that are, you know, into it.
You know,
promoting and doing stuff and promoting a community.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I thought I could reach out and say, why don't you come back on? What's coming up? I mean, what is it? What do we got to be looking out for? Like people that, you know, that want to support small businesses, that want to support, you know, go-getters. What, first of all, I'm sure you go to these things and then they're like, oh, hey, Sarah, see you next week next month at the, so, you know, I'm sure attending these things, you learn about these things, but where would we be able to find, like, Why don't you have like a Sarah Gilmore webpage that just has all the events that are going on? Or do I have to have you on this the podcast once a month and just update for the month of what's coming up?
People have asked me about that, and I don't know how I find out about things, but I guess it's just my connections. A lot of it is Facebook. You know, yeah. Somebody will say, you know, we're having this event, we're having that event, and I just share it, you know.
Well, you know, I had Scott Cameron on, and Scott had the Matt Haley. It's not called the Matt Haley thing anymore.
It's called Sodell Cares.
Sodell Cares. And I sent him a text. I'm like, hey, I want to go. How do I get on the list? I mean, what do I got to do? And so Scott sent me a link, and he actually sent me a code that I got in, you know, I didn't have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, I donated some money because I wasn't looking to get in for free. But I'm at home and it's Friday night. And my wife and I were cooking dinner and we usually have steak or something on Friday night, rough week. And, but I'm looking at my Facebook, you know, maybe going to take a picture of my steak, and I'm looking at it and I see all these people at the Sodell Cares event. And I'm like, I thought that was tomorrow night. I felt like an idiot.
I didn't think I saw you there. I was like,
I didn't go. I was at home. And so I text Scott, and I really felt like an idiot then. I was like, I'm sorry. And I, you know, in my defense, I'd been sick kind of all week.
Oh.
So, mm-hmm. And not like the flu, but just had a cold and just, yeah. You know how it gets. And so I text him. I just said, I apologize. And he's like, hey, no worries. I'm at home already, too. I don't feel well either. So he gave me a little pass, but I was looking forward to it. You know?
It's such a fun event.
I want to get my picture taken in front of the big screen. And
yes.
Like the rest of the
wife.
People. Yes.
So talking about Sodell Fest, I mean Sodell Cares, I know that you and Matt were close.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give you something.
You have something to give me?
Yes, I do.
What?
It's my coin that I got from the first Sodell Cares event.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's for you.
Thank you. It says anytime, anyone, anywhere.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. Make a difference. Keep the legacy alive. It matters. It does matter. And I appreciate that. And I'm going to actually put that. I'm going to hang it up.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I miss him.
Yeah. He was a great guy.
And, you know, when he was here, he was kind of a, you know, I always, you know, if you could die, if you're going to have to die, you know, if it has to happen, he died, like, he nailed it.
Yeah.
Right? He Jimi Hendrixed it, right?
Right.
You know, he died at his peak and then left the rest for us to fill in.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what a better way to go, if you have to, than to go like that.
Yes.
And he was an inspiration to me.
He was an inspiration to a lot of people. I told you the last time I was on, he met with our Pathways kids.
I know.
And, you know.
Thank you. That is so special. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love that.
You're welcome.
He met with, and I love the story. He met with the Pathways kids. He came. And you know what was great about him is I bet he made every one of those kids feel like he was their only friend, or they were his only friend.
So he made them feel so special. He really did. He really did.
Yeah. He was, and he cared, you know, he kind of, you know.
And kids can pick that up. I mean, he was genuine. He was caring. He told his story, you know, and they could tell he was for real, you know.
Well, and I think that the great part about his story was that was his story. You know, you can see a guy like that and, you know, there's two kinds of people that you'll see a story like that and say, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go pick up where he left off. Or I'm just going to do things in the same kind of tone, but I'm going to make my own story.
Right.
And that's the story I like.
Yes.
Because you can't do what he did.
No.
We just don't have the time. You know, running a salon, raising children, being a husband, doing a podcast, you know, I don't have that time that he did, but I can figure out other ways.
Right.
And
it doesn't take much. You know, it doesn't really, I mean, just a little thing can make a big difference in someone's life.
Yeah. And people appreciate that.
Yeah.
So that's a great coin. Thank you. I love and honestly, that picture of him on the coin, I've seen this coin before.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's that. He used to make that look, kind of that.
I know.
He used to, I used to cut his hair and he would cut, this is, I may have said this before, he goes, cut my hair and don't make it look like I got a haircut. I'd say, all right. So I'd do whatever. And then he would mess it up and he'd look at him and just that way, kind of tilt his head to the side a little bit and go, damn, I'm good looking. I say, yes, you are, Matt. Good job. So tell, can we talk a little bit?
You want to know what else is going on?
Well, can I ask one thing? I see a lot of, we just kind of came through an event where a lot of women were nominated. Well, Karen was nominated for something. Woman of the Year.
I nominated Karen.
Let's talk about that because those are some pretty special people.
Yes. It's Delaware Today's Women in Business.
Okay.
And they have it for downstate and upstate. And people send in nominations for women that they know, that they feel are worthy of the award. And it's basically women that have achieved success in business in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great event. It's a wonderful event.
It looked like a lot of fun.
It was.
And there was a few people that were nominated.
Yes.
Which is, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was, but I'm just trying to think.
You're like, oh, shoot. What was the name?
Yeah, right. I mean, there was 34 total for the state of Delaware. And I think there was probably about 12 or so for Southern.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and that just goes to show all the great things that are going on down here.
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking that day when I was at the luncheon sitting with Karen at her table about how things have really changed for women. You know, I was in a coffee shop in Lewis a couple of months ago, and I'm looking around, and at almost every table, there were women that were doing business.
Yeah.
You know, and when I grew up, which was many years ago,
yeah,
when I was a young woman, you wouldn't see that, you know, right. You just would not see that.
Well, I think about, you know, like even my mom as a child, my mom, when we became older, she started working and she actually worked at a Texaco doing, she was a bookkeeper, but she did the books for a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And then she worked for a nonprofit, but she definitely wasn't starting business, you know,
right.
That wasn't, she was just, and I, listen, I don't remember what it was like, you know, in the tougher days, you know, in the days we look back and go, God, I can't believe we lived like that or it went on like that.
Mm-hmm.
My memories of was my mom worked because she, or started working because we were old enough to kind of take care of ourselves.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, but once she started working, she always worked.
Mm-hmm.
But she, you know, she just worked. She didn't, like, want to start a business.
Right.
I think she sold turquoise jewelry when we lived in, you know, late 70s, you know. It was turquoise and bell bottoms and bejeweled jeans.
Oh, yeah.
She did the rhinestones. But I don't think she ever tried to sell it. I think she just liked doing it.
Oh, okay.
More of like a DIY.
Yeah.
That's what they call it now.
Yeah.
DIY. My daughter says that. I'm a DIYer. I said, okay. So, yeah, let's, I mean, what's coming up? What's our next thing?
Okay, well, I don't know if you heard about Grace Field. She won a Tony Award and has been on Broadway several times.
Is she playing in Milton?
She did.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Missed that one.
However.
Okay.
She is going to be back.
Ooh.
March 22nd.
March 22nd.
For her first concert, portion of her proceeds went to Pathways to Success. What she does is whenever she's in a town, she asks the theater to recommend nonprofits in the area. And the Milton Theater gave her a few nonprofit names, and she selected Pathways.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's going to do that again on March 22nd.
March 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Weather's nice then. It's starting to get nice, right?
Yeah. And it's a Sunday evening.
Okay. Go maybe a little Irish eyes, and then go see her show.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I think the doors open at 7.
March 22nd, 7 o'clock at the Milton Theater.
Yes.
What's her name?
Grace Field.
Grace Field. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's great. She's wonderful.
We're starting a list. We got a list of events coming up. I like it.
Okay. And then on April 23rd, we have been in contact with the Chantels, which is a group from the 50s.
Oh, I remember. Well, I've heard the name.
Yeah. All women.
Yeah.
And one of the Chantels lives in Rehoboth.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we get her on the podcast?
Sure. I'm sure she would love to.
Oh, my gosh. That would be fun.
Yeah. So, and one of the, a couple live in New York and one lives in Texas. So, whatever. They're going to do a benefit concert for Pathways to Success.
Wow.
Yes.
Did you arrange that?
Yeah. What happened
you
was.
You got some pull.
Well, what happened was a friend of mine is from New York and knows Doris, I think, that lives here in Rehoboth. And she made that connection because she knows Pathways and the work that we do with the kids. And we all met and they want to do it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So we'll start promoting that soon.
And is that going to be at the Milton Theater as well?
Yes.
That's a great little theater, right?
It's a great theater. It really is. I mean, they do so much for the community and for kids, too. They have summer camp for kids. And yeah, it's really good.
The guy that runs the soundboard at the theater was just on a podcast with Gretchen Hansen, the food therapy podcast. Mm-hmm. And I forget his name, but... I met him because when they were doing I think it was when we did the film, the Halloween little clips, the horror trailers, not this year, but last year, we entered the horror trailer competition. And my son David won the competition for his age group, for the kids, really. Mm-hmm. But my son David loves that soundboard mixing kind of stuff, and he ended up having a conversation with him. And he said that they do camps and that he could be even partaking, you know, learning, doing how to do sound and stuff.
Oh, that would be a great opportunity.
It was really cool.
I think his name is it Mal? Mal? Something like that.
Because he has long hair, glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's him.
But I had met him that night, and then he came and did the podcast with Gretchen, and they did a podcast on edibles.
On edibles?
Yeah, pot. I guess like pot brownies and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wasn't my podcast, but it was, you know, interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a foodie thing, right?
That's right.
Pot brownies. So we've got the March 22nd and then April
23rd.
April 23rd. Oh, it's my mom's birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
You should bring her.
She's having problems with vision.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Does she have that macular degeneration?
No. She... no, she doesn't.
Okay.
And I'm not going to... We won't get into it because I don't want to put a downer on absolutely. Your podcast.
Absolutely
but
not.
She's got some new challenges, so...
Yeah.
But anyway.
That happens when you get older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, you know what? It does happen, but something... She chose to keep it from us.
Oh, okay.
And she should have told us, because I think if she'd have let us know what was going on, we could have probably prevented some of the things that ended up happening.
I see.
So public service announcement, if you have an issue, share it and let someone know, because you might be able to fix it before it gets any worse.
Yeah.
But anyway, so April and then we're into May. So nothing coming up for like January. So what are you doing for New Year's?
I will be spending a quiet evening at home.
Oh.
With my husband.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's safe.
Yeah.
That's smart.
However, New Year's Day.
Okay. Here we go.
Last year, a group of us women got together to bring in the New Year together on New Year's Day for brunch.
Nice.
So that's what we're going to do this year. And we're still trying to decide where we want to go.
Okay.
So.
So do you, January is kind of a quiet month, right? Not a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There really isn't.
Just kind of recouping. We're all broke after Christmas. I know I am. I don't feel like doing anything.
Yeah. I can't really think. I heard about something on January 17th.
When is it? Isn't there another event coming up at the Children's Beach House with Rich and those folks?
I don't know.
You don't know about that one?
Mm-mm.
I'll have to find that one out.
Oh, there is an event that's coming up this coming Thursday, December 12th. I belong to a group that's, they're called the Polka Dot Powerhouse.
Polka Dot Powerhouse?
Yeah.
Never heard of them. That's why I had you on the podcast. We need to learn about the Polka Dot Powerhouse.
Yeah. Well, it's actually international.
Okay.
Group. And a local Southern Delaware resident, Kari Ainsworth, started a Lewis chapter.
Is that kind of like a Red Hat kind of group? You know, the Red Hat,
yeah.
Women's Red Hats. Is it just a women's group, Polka Dots?
It is, but it's mostly, a lot of it is networking with one another and supporting each other. A lot of them are small business owners.
Do they have a website?
Yeah.
Do you know it?
Polka Dot Powerhouse, Lewis chapter, I think, if you just Google that.
Polka Dot Powerhouse.
Yeah.
Lewis chapter, /Lewis or /Lewis or something. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that's a group that kind of promotes one another.
Yeah, and they promote the community. Like a group of them went to Habitat for Humanity and helped with a build a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
They came and supported Karen Spazzato for Women in Business. They're doing a, it's called a vendors fair, but it's a different name, Vendors That Care or something like that. And it's supporting an organization that helps women that have been abused.
Mm.
And they are asking for donations of, you know, essentials, you know, for that. And that can be found on their website. It's at the Fairfield Inn
in
Rehoboth.
Okay. Right there, kind of at the end of, what is it, Old Landing Road?
Yeah, sort of around there, yeah.
I think Fairfield's the one next to the little church.
Yes, it is.
The old soup kitchen.
Pathways is going to have a table there. We've started a new outreach program, which involves fair housing, teaching people what their fair housing rights are. Because a lot of the kids that we help live in impoverished areas, and their parents don't understand what their rights are under the fair housing, and
like
not just
like
them.
Landlords.
Yeah, that and just if someone's disabled, you know what the law says a landlord needs, you know, to provide for you. Like, you know, you wouldn't put someone in a wheelchair on a third floor walk up or something. You know what I mean?
No, actually. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And
and that happens a lot with, like, you know, Spanish or, you know, people that are, you know, because they already feel like they're in trouble for being here, whatever their situation is. So they just don't say anything because they don't want to make any trouble. And they end up living in ways that aren't, we wouldn't put up with.
Yeah.
And they're afraid to say something.
And that's one community that we're reaching out to.
That's
we
nice.
Have a program coordinator just for fair housing, and she goes around to the different community centers. She's been to the cheer centers and other community centers. And I believe she's going to be going to Lorette and La Esperanza to do a presentation.
Okay. The nuns?
Yeah, the nuns.
The nuns.
Yeah.
Speaking there, you know, that's a funny, it's interesting. Just about every podcast I do ends up talking about Matt. You know, Matt was a big supporter of the nuns.
Yes, he was.
And I've never met him. I may have, but I think one of them might have retired, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
And one has passed.
Uh-oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's not good.
But anyhow, this event should be really good. There's going to be different vendors there selling their products.
So did you say December 12th?
Yeah.
December 12th at the Fairfield?
From 5 to 7, I believe.
So it's in the evening?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
You should have a website. You should have like the mayor. Mayor of support. Support mayor.
Yeah.
I think the, one of the things that I enjoy about following you on Facebook and watching everything is that it just is a great reminder, you know, that, you know, we can all help out. And obviously some of us have more time than others, but, you know, I think that most people don't think, you know, if I got a free day or a free half a day, you know, that maybe people don't need my help, but everybody needs help.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it could be as simple as sending someone a text or, you know, a phone call just to let them know that you're thinking about them.
Yeah.
Like the other day, one of my friend's son is in the Navy and, you know, this thing in Pensacola, Florida that happened with the shooting.
What happened? See, I don't have the news. Did something happen in Pensacola?
Yeah, at the Naval Station.
Oh, no.
There was a shooting.
Mm.
And couple of days before that at the Pearl Harbor station,
Oh, geez. There
was a shooting. And I just sent her a text and I said, I'm thinking about you and your son. And I just want you to know if you need to talk to someone. I mean, not that anything happened to her son because right. he's stationed in Virginia.
Right.
But just to let her know that I was thinking about her.
That's nice. You know? That's, yeah. What's up with shooting everybody around here?
I don't know.
Why are we going to shoot
people? It's crazy. Every single day you hear of a shooting.
Well, and that's what kind of why I turn off the news.
Yeah.
And I hate to be like, you know, like I'm not caring of people's things, but...
It's depressing.
Well, it's depressing. And I feel like they try, or whether they are making me, but it just is, you know, it's not community. You know, the news tends to make me react like it happened here, and it didn't happen here.
Right.
And it's exhausting.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
But listen, I feel bad for anybody that goes through anything like that. And, you know, my dad is a retired colonel, so, you know, we appreciate all of our service men and women, and that's a shame. It's tough. So are you getting excited for Christmas?
I am.
How many Christmas parties did you get invited to?
Zero.
What? What? I'm mad now. Now I'm reacting.
Actually, we're going to have a Christmas party for the Pathways staff. We're going to have one, which will be very special.
Yeah, I bet. I bet the food's going to be good.
Yeah. We'll probably do potluck. That's what we did the last time.
Oh, everybody brings in a dish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made my jambalaya.
Jambalaya?
Yes.
Are you from the South?
No, my parents were.
Okay.
Yeah, they were like from around like Baton Rouge area.
I've never been to Louisiana.
Oh, it's nice.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I hear it's amazing.
It is.
I, for some reason, picture it really humid.
It is humid in the summertime. Yeah, very humid.
Yeah, more humid than it is here in the summertime?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's humid.
Yes. Yeah.
So you like the new studio?
I love this. It is like, because I went to the salon and I thought you were still in that little room over there.
Yeah.
And they said, oh no, down to the end. And this is like huge. It has tables in it and it's a sofa and
we call it the
beautiful.
It's the parfait.
I love it.
So I'll see you at the Podfay. No, but we're having a lot of fun with podcasting because now we have, you know, we're doing a podcast called Anonymous, An Honest Look at Recovery.
Oh, okay.
We're doing Food Therapy with Gretchen Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing, do you know Julie Fisher? She does
Sounds
the
familiar.
Healing Bowls. She does all the music over at Urban Float, but she does these, you know, she has these bowls made out of jade and quartz and amethyst, and she, you know, rubs the interior, and it makes that, like, you know, if you almost rub the top of a wine glass, same premise, and just, and so she's going to start a podcast, or she started it, it's called The Gifted, and she talks to people about their gifts. And then we do a podcast now with Jim Rizek called The Delaware Live Music. So if you know anybody that does live music, any local artists, send them our way, because we're always looking for people to come on. And that's why we got the space, so we could have people come in and do live music. We had a band called The Honey Badgers on. And if you get a chance, listen to it. It's beautiful. They play live, and we recorded onto the podcast, and it was just an amazing, amazing podcast. And then, I don't know, we're doing a whole bunch. But it's
great.
Yeah. Because, you know, like we talked earlier, it takes, you can't do these things by yourself. And what I'm finding out is there's a lot of people that are passionate about wanting to do podcasting, but just couldn't quite figure out how to start. And, you know, we're giving them the ability to come in and record. And
oh, so other people.
Yeah. This is where they're all recording. You know, we have advertisers now that we have to, when they come in, they list the advertisers in the podcast that was read on, and we have a calendar. So it's, wow, it's getting serious.
I'm going to have to visit you on Facebook more. It's on Facebook, right? No, it's on...
Well, we have an iTunes landing page now. So if you go to iTunes and type in Rehoboth Social Podcast Network, all of our channels come up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was actually a pretty big deal, because iTunes just doesn't give everybody one. I think if you're doing enough podcasts, and you ask, they probably will, but it's not easy. They don't make it easy to ask.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, if you check it out, or we're on Spotify or Audio Boom.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we're getting to help people, allow people to kind of...
And can I share that?
Please.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And if...
How could I share that on Facebook? Just... Do a link?
Yeah, I mean, if anything, Audio Boom at Rehoboth Social Podcast, or anything iTunes, Rehoboth at iTunes, hashtag Rehoboth Social Podcast Network. We're doing a lot. We're putting a lot out there. So you can't, I don't think you could share everything, but I do think that if just Rehoboth Social Podcast Network will take you somewhere.
Okay.
To at least a beginning, if it's something that people are really interested in. It'll get you there. But I'm super proud of all the people doing it.
That's great.
They're having a lot of fun, and they keep thanking me. Oh, thank you, Tom.
It's really evolved, hasn't it?
Well, it has. And podcasts are, you know, they're a big deal. And honestly, like, if you wanted to try to start a radio station, can you imagine?
We were talking about starting a Pathways radio station.
what would you do on it?
Is it hard?
You needed, I think, an antenna. I mean, I'm going to build that giant antenna outside. But, you know, there's pluses and minuses with radio. The plus is that you reach a lot of people. The minuses, or the downside is that if you want to get out a message, you have to hope that they're all sitting in front of the radio, right?
Right, and it's different with a podcast.
Yeah, podcasts, we give you a place to find... the topics, and then you can go and listen to them as you like. And I love listening to podcasts. I learned a lot of stuff through podcasting. Joe Rogan, I enjoy his podcast. So if you created a Pathways to Success radio station, what would be, so you need to, you got 24 hours, what would be your day like?
It's just one of our many dreams.
Well, so, I mean, you know, I guess my point is, if you wanted to start a Pathways to Success podcast.
That would be easy.
I know how to help you.
Okay.
We have a studio.
We would love to do that. We'll have to talk.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, that's other dreams that we have, is to have a house where some of our kids could stay Monday through Friday and then go back home on the weekends, because what they do is, a lot of them live in a challenging home environment, and they go to school, which is a safe place, and then they go back home again.
Yeah.
You know, and Monday through Friday, if they could be in a safe place after school,
yeah,
that would be a good thing.
You need like a big house.
Yeah.
Like a dorm house.
Yeah.
Like a halfway house, sort of safe house, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I can help you with that. But I can definitely help you do a podcast. But, I think it would be...
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, I mean, even if you brought in, like, stories of success through the Pathways to Success program, even if you brought in people like that.
Maybe bring in some of the kids.
Yeah, or even bring in, like, inspirational people that, you know, if you could build an audience of kids that were listening, that were you know, interested in that and just helping others, you know. A weekly, you could do a weekly podcast.
That would be cool.
You could sit in this chair.
Wow.
And bring in guests.
I'd love the idea.
We can make it happen. I'd love to. That's the cool thing about podcasting is it really, you just need a desire.
Right.
And you can't buy it.
Right.
You can't buy a desire.
That's right.
But you can, you know, buy microphones and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what the fun thing about doing the podcast is that everybody that's doing the podcast has that desire. And, I mean, all you need is a voice.
We'll talk. Yes, I'd love to.
We have room for one more podcaster.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Give you a key. Get you on the calendar.
Gosh, that would be cool.
Yeah. Talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, I think you're just a wonderful lady.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to have you in to just chit-chat.
Yeah, it's always nice seeing you.
Sarah Gilmore is on Facebook. I mean, if you want to find out the things you missed, follow Sarah on Facebook.
Yeah, and you spell my name Gilmour. A lot of people think it's More.
Oh, okay.
But it's Sarah with an H, Gilmour.
And do you post upcoming events on your Facebook or do you?
No. I just share events as I see them.
So if you want to find out what you missed, follow Sarah. But
I do share them before they happen.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Let's talk about, you know, maybe doing. Yeah, a show where maybe you work with Pathways to Success, and then maybe even just like promoting women in business too.
Okay,
that would be awesome.
That's great.
All right. Well, listen, Sarah. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much
for
this coin.
Oh, and, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. I appreciate everything that you're doing.
I'm just passing it on.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, dear. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.